Hello, Kingston. CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Please consider donating today and help support local and earn the chance to win some amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws running in December featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses, including Gray Malkin's Wireworks, McKinnon Brothers Brewing, Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Skin Fusion Spa, Smokes Poutinerie, Paul Randolph Jewelers, Terra Natural Foods, Wit, and Thousand Islands Cruises. Enjoy the benefits of donating and help CFRC continue to be the longest running campus radio station in Canada. Donate today via CFRC.ca.
Well, hey there, folks. It's time now for When We Wake. I'm your host, Andrew Shaver, and you've got me for just under 60 minutes here. And on today's show, I've got no wake-up call. My last chat was with Jill Barber, and if you missed it, it's up in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts, When We Wake with Andrew Shaver. Now, today's show, wall-to-wall, chock-a-block new music. We got new stuff from Octoduck, Horse Chops, Space Kitchen, the Sylvia Platters, Alex Mason, Joe Abbott, B. Knox, Johnny 99, and so much more. We're going to kick the show off with something new from Alex Little. This is Finally Safe in the World. Welcome to When We Wake.
It's lost inside, didn't have a purpose. I was functioning on the almost surface. But you came along and you really saw me. So I ran to you.
Starting
Montreal. New from them, the album just arrived on the 28th. Anticipez vos souvenirs. The song was Craignons-nous les changements. Now to Calgary, and much less French. This is Octoduck with Never Been Here Before on When We Wake.
Looking at you.
If you wanna come when we go storm the gates, we need volunteers for the marching band. Grab your fife and drum and let's go freak out drunk Americans. Need to land, who's who? Well, I really don't know, but I hope that it's you and I.
travel guides. We need magazines. If we're ever gonna find ourselves more spiritually, pour a single malt, pour another dram. Open up the vault and let the ghosts out from the spectrogram.
Corner Brook, Newfoundland. That's Horse Chops. They describe themselves as what lunch would sound like if lunch were a smoke and a Pepsi. It was the title track to their recently released Hinterland EP. Out of Toronto, this is Danny Webster with Second Life.
I'm deep in the
I'm
That's Danny Webster with Second Life. Montreal trio Pang Attack put out their second full length back in September. It's called Tears for the Wave. From it, this is Roslyn on When We Wake.
Come sun. The ordeal is never ending, trying to find a way.
Kitchener, Ontario, that's Space Kitchen with their latest It's My Passion. Now, Nova Scotia's Willie Stratton is one heck of a country songwriter, but he can also write a rock tune. This is Willie with his rock and roll band, the Boojums, with Burning Up.
Quarter mile courage in a stiff upper lip. There's a fire in your chest like a 426. Sirens of
That's a pretty one. That's the Sylvia Platters with Alone. Now, Toronto's Alex Mason spent some time down in Nashville co-writing, and well, one thing led to another, and well, now he lives there. He came by music honestly. His dad gave him his first guitar at 16, and he took music lessons from his mom. Just put out a new album. It's called Breaking the Blue Sky. From it, this is a tune called Michigan. It's Alex Mason on When We Wake.
Michigan, begin again. Somewhere I've never been.
Mason with Michigan off his latest Breaking the Blue Sky, which just released November 27th. Now, back in October in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, where I call home, the Nowadays Music Festival enjoyed its third edition. Keeps getting bigger and better every year. Now, among the shows, they had a couple free events at 45 Portland, which is right downtown Dartmouth. It's the cultural epicenter of Dartmouth, as far as I'm concerned. It houses Fang Recording, Joel Plaskett's Recording Studio, Friction Books, Taz Records, and Morley's Coffee. Now, I hosted those two evenings. They included Clark Winerum, Paper Beat Scissors, Sam Wilson, Stephen Lampke with Michael Cloud Dugay, and this next fella I'm about to play. And he played this song that I'm about to play that night, and had the crowd in stitches. It's Vancouver's Joe Abbott with Double Double.
He was an all-star on the blue line. He was a donut entrepreneur. He was a good old North Ontario boy, and he was tough as nails for sure. 'Cause there once was a day when the Maple Leafs didn't have to take the flack. Brought the cup home in 62 and just kept on bringing it back. And I'm really just a casual observer, and I never got roped up in the pride. But I was captivated by a newspaper clipping from the day Tim Horton died. It said he got off the ice that fateful night, and he got right into the liquor. It was a 90-minute drive to the Niagara line, but he figured he'd get there a little quicker. Saw the OPP in the rearview mirror, and he knew he was in trouble, 'cause he was doing twice the limit and seeing double-double. Well, he'd been playing for the Buffalo Sabres, and he told them it was his last year, 'cause 24 seasons in the majors was good enough to call a career. And he figured he'd appreciate the extra time to focus on the donut chain. Thought it was pretty cool that people drank their morning coffee from a paper cup that said his name. But he got off the ice that fateful night, and he got right into the liquor. It was a 90-minute drive to the Niagara line, but he figured he'd get there a little quicker. Saw the OPP in the rearview. happened after that game is something you should really never try. Mix a little Italian sports car and a 40 a Canadian ride. So it didn't take long, driving like that, to gather the attention of the Heat. And I bet you they could smell there was a dozen honey coolers just sitting in his passenger seat. When he got off the ice that fateful night and he got right into the liquor, it was a 90-minute drive to the Niagara line, but he figured he could get there a little quicker. Saw the OPP in the rearview mirror and knew he was in trouble, cause he was doing twice the limit and seeing double-double. Yeah, he was doing twice the limit and seeing double-double.
Hey, this is Beanox, and you're listening to my brand new single, The Many Deaths of Rose Murphy, right here on When We Wake with Andrew Shaver.
On the last of November in 1909, I first met Rose Murphy and lay by her side. She was twice more the woman than I'd ever seen, all dark eyes and beauty, but callous and mean. Rose Murphy's father was a sailor of sorts, never once had a ship, just a maid in each port. Her mother held close to the good book, they say, but that didn't help, she died young anyway.
Died young anyway.
Oh Lord, if you hear me, please give me a sign. I won't chase the women, I won't drink the wine. Oh Lord, won't you tell me some comforting lies, just so I ain't scared to die.
Ain't scared to die.
When Rose was a maiden, her grandmother said, you're too young to marry, but too poor not to wed. So she sold young Rose off to a man about town for a dowry of Providence in a 50-cent gown. Rose Murphy's husband was a fiend and a lech, with her blood on his knuckles and booze on his breath. And he passed Rose around to the men who could pay, and when she got pregnant, he'd ship her away.
Ship her away.
Oh Lord, if you hear me, please give me a sign. I won't chase the women, I won't drink the wine. Oh Lord, won't you tell me some comforting lies, just so I ain't scared to die.
Ain't scared to
morning in 1909, I woke to Rose Murphy with calm in her eyes. A knife lay between us and a gun by her side. She said to me softly, I just wanna die. But the Lord won't allow me to take my own life, so I'll shoot this pistol or you'll use the knife. Before I could answer, that pistol was drawn, so I plunged the knife deep and Rose Murphy was gone.
Rose Murphy was gone.
Oh Lord, if you hear me, please give me a sign. I won't chase the women, I won't drink the wine. Oh Lord, won't you tell me some comforting lies, just so I ain't scared to die. I won't chase the women, I won't drink the wine. Oh Lord, won't you tell me some comforting lies, just so I ain't scared to die.
Ain't scared to die.
Just so I ain't scared to die.
Hold me close,
whisper my name. And my heart will never be the same. Tell me, baby, you'll be mine, and I'll walk with you till the end.
Johnny Spanarski, a.k.a. Johnny 99, with Hold Me Close. Here's another John, John Bora, with Did What I Could on When We Wake.
I was stuck in the mud. I was stuck in the sand. You came at me with your love. And you opened your pain. And so I spun you around. And you made me feel good.
There is no really good easy way out. There is some darkness in the way, as I found, but it's alright now. There I found peace in me. They cracked a scene, they wrote, they taught me to dance. Every stumble shapes my circumstance, and every scar, it's a tear for me to keep. Oh yeah, it's a trap, but we will break free. Can't you see? In the symphony of life, it's a song. Standing tall and brave while life goes on.
Toronto's Lost Pitch with It's a Trap! Exclamation mark off of their recently released album, Bumpy Ride. We'll close the show with another new one. This is a very cool collaboration from Vancouver's Blue Moon Marquee and Maskawasis, Alberta's Northern Cree. The album's called Get Your Feathers Ready. This is Dirt Road Blues.
I'm going away to Willa.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
CFRC 101.9 FM, the Kingston Music Office, and our sponsors, Long & McQuaid and Modern City Taxi, are pleased to announce the 2025 release.